Welcome in once again. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
We're all right. How are things with you today?
Really good. Thank you.
All right. That's good. Now we can dive into another topic for today as we are getting to that point where Lent, and that's kind of our focus for today. Perfectly timed. So where do we want to start here?
Well, you know, I think we should take a look at Lent just in general. It's a time for renewal. It's a time that it's based on, you know, things start growing in the spring, and we're growing, and we need to take a look at that. You know, and it's interesting because, you know, tomorrow is Fat Tuesday, mm-hmm. when we use up all the old stuff that we have lying around, so we can clear out, because Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. This year it's on the 26th. And, you know, people will say, hey, how does that happen? Why is it always a different spot? And really what it does is it works backward from Easter. And Easter is based on I'm really proud of myself for knowing this. Everyone, there's going to be a random quiz at
right.
the end. It's the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the vernal equinox. So what we have to do is start at March 21st, and then there's a full moon, and that's the next one is a Sunday. So last year, we were about as late as we could possibly
be. Yeah, I remember
be.
That.
It was really late. So, you know, then we just go back 40 days. And it's probably important for people to know that the Sundays don't count in Lent. It's 40 weekdays and Saturdays.
Okay.
So anyway, but, you know, because our brains do these things about developing patterns and habits that make it efficient for us so that we can function without thinking about every single thing, we often get bogged down in things that no longer fit us. Things have changed. We have changed. And, you know, habits, opinions, attitudes, behaviors that are not effective anymore or not appropriate. So this is the time of year when, with new growth, we take a look at where are we in that cycle, and we remember that life is finite. Each one of us comes in, each one of us goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Ash Wednesday does. It says, hey, remember, this is it. There's a time limit here. We just don't know when it is.
Right.
So, you know, when I used to teach, you know, with elementary and high school kids, sometimes they would say things like, well, Lent is for penance. It's for making up for doing bad things. And we're supposed to be sad. And God makes us do it. And that's not what it is at all. It's not about making up for bad things. We're self-correcting. We're purposely changing for the better. And we want to give up things that we're attached to that control us, like maybe sharp attitudes, too much sugar or caffeine, too little family time. We want to be aware of what's going on and correct those things. Now, it's going to feel awkward. And yes, sometimes we're going to miss it. Missing caffeine or missing sugar or cookies or whatever.
Right.
We miss it. But it's not punishment. Now, because nature abhors the vacuum, something else will replace it. And we want to consciously decide. So, you know, if it's sharp attitudes, we're going to choose maybe to think before we speak or apologize when needed. If there's too much sugar or caffeine, find other foods, fruit or vegetables or drinks, water, lemonade, just have instead. If there's too little family time, what's keeping us? Are we working too much? Are we on social media, our phones too much? Then we either remove or limit, because you can't remove work entirely, and institute something else, a family game night or a family movie or a family dinner. Replace it with what you really value. Now, our brain is going to push back. It's absolutely going to do that. It's going to say, you know, hey, say what you want. It's okay. They deserve to know how you feel. Or eat that cookie. Or you got to check Facebook. But here's what I'm going to say. I really think it's important that we quietly and honestly examine our lives and decide what we want to address. And in the time of Lent, we want to align our examination with our faith perspectives and our values. A little bit different. In the beginning of the year, we always say, hey, I'm a little too fat. I'm going to go on a diet, or I'm going to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
We're not always thinking about the bigger perspective. Know the purpose and the value of what you're deciding to change. Be specific. And I say that all the time. Decide what you're going to do. Write it down and review periodically. Is it working? Am I following through? What do I need to adjust? And notice how it becomes easier. We have to notice the improvement in ourselves if we want to keep going.
Helps you stay focused. Yeah.
It does. It does. So anyway, Lent is a time of renewal. It's physically, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually renewing. And we want to change to improve and strengthen our lives, our minds, our relationships, and our relationship with God during this time.
Plenty of resources, too, on this topic and all the topics that we discuss on this segment. You can find those at safeharboril.com. And we invite you to join us every Monday at the same time for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We hope you can join us again next Monday.